I think that myself and many included, I think certainly we need to have an academy. If we don't start replenishing our police officers as soon as possible, we're going to the amount of officers we're going to lose year to year. We're not going to be able to catch up, as you said, that many years before. And so it is we're at a situation where it is a crisis, and we do need to, at the minimum, keep up the levels of where we're at, let alone replenish and grow the department if possible. And certainly these are tough budget times. Can you tell me, as of right now, in where you see the budget currently and where you're at as far as managing what the dollars that you have right now, you have the lateral happening, but there, as of right now, where do you think you're going as far as in a sense of the academy? Are you seeing an academy and recruitment for an academy beginning in 2011, or do you see it in 2012? If we don't start thinking about what's going to happen in the next few years, we're going to be in really bad shape when it comes to our police numbers. And so just to be clear, and just to, you know, for my edification and for the public's, right now in this budget we don't have the funds for a full academy, which I think we all know that.
Right.
And so for you to really begin the process of beginning an academy for 2012, and we'd have to have an idea sometime as early as possible next year,
right,
if that money is going to be available for you to start the preparation.
Right.
Because if not, we end up in the next budget cycle in 2012, and by the time you get started, I mean, the expenses go up, it's going to cost us that much more money, and then we're looking at many more months into 2012. And I think it's important to remind everyone that just because we start an academy doesn't mean we have, you know, police out on the street the next year. I mean, there is a long process that our men and women have to go through to actually get out there and be able to fight crime like all the rest of you know, the men and women out there are doing. And so that, you know, I think we certainly should be very cautious and move forward with some concern that we're going to have a couple years here where we need to do something if we intend to close that gap. So are you thinking that you're going to be that's going to be some part of your budget proposal? Is that something you feel comfortable commenting on now, Chief?
Yes, I mean, when you look at it, with the anticipated attrition that we talked about earlier on, we will certainly meet with the council members to be able to give you a transparent assessment of where we are, where we believe we need to be. But certainly the academy is something I'm trying to put on your radar screen to say this is, the laterals would be a great stopgap, and we hope to be able to do that. But we need to start thinking about getting a new academy going, and whether we're able to use that existing list and how many of those 184 potential candidates would still be available or qualified versus starting an academy from scratch or academy process from scratch remains to be seen. But it's something that we need to start looking at. The ramp-up time is significant. So to be able to look at a January 1st, 2012 academy date, we need to start early in 2011 looking at where we're going, what are our options, and taking the most prudent course based on what's available to us.
And it's your intention then to include the academy in the 2012 budget?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. And certainly I think those discussions need to start happening, you know, as soon as possible.
Yes.
That we need to, I think as a body, I think we have to make that decision. And I think that for you and for all of your team to know that you're going to have an academy in 2012 so you can start planning next year is extremely important. And so I'm hopeful that the full council is able to give direction to the city manager as far as where we're going to go with that. And I see Councilwoman Gablich up there, and she's shaking her head because I know that she's been pushing this every week and something that she's very interested in.